All right, welcome to our next episode of Science of Reading Leadership Podcast. We are still on site at AASA 2024, and we have a real treat now. We have Dr. Jamal Wright from Little Rock. Hello, welcome.
Hello, hello. Glad to be here.
Thank you. Tell us a little bit about your district before we start talking about literacy.
Sure. So I am the superintendent of the historic Little Rock School District.
Yes.
And when people think about Little Rock School District, they often think about Central High School and
yes.
the desegregation of 1957.
Yes.
And so, but yeah, very proud of the history of our school district and even more excited about our future and where we're going.
Awesome. Well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, we've talked a lot about science of reading. We have school districts and states and various stages of, you know, implementation and research. Tell us where you all are in Little Rock.
So maybe 5 years ago, prior to my tenure, as you know, the state of Arkansas was one of the first states to formally adopt the science of reading into actual policy. And so it's actually law that all of our curriculum materials have to be based within the science of reading. And so we actually started this work about 5 years ago prior to the pandemic. But of course, like many things, many other things, the pandemic kind of interrupted
yes.
the progress that we made. And so
slowed a lot of things down.
But we are revving back up, really focusing on early literacy, really paying close attention to pre-K, kindergarten, first, second, and third grade. We all know the statistics around why it's important for kids to be reading at third grade. And so we're putting a lot of extra emphasis and resources and attention on what happens in our kindergarten and first and second grade classrooms.
What are some of the things that you feel like you're doing differently as a leader who is leading the science of reading?
So one interesting fact about our district, very similar to other urban school districts around our country, we have about 72% of our kids who are impacted by poverty. And so we know all of the different impacts of poverty on kids. And so we wish we had a personalized tutor or teacher for every one of our kids to help them with all of the gaps, those foundational reading skills. It's very hard for a teacher to teach on grade level and do interventions and do small groups.
For every single student.
Yeah, especially when they're behind. So we are actually partnering with an organization called Ignite Reading this year.
Okay.
And so what Ignite Reading provides is an actual one-on-one tutor for kids, and it's individualized. And so it takes a assessment of all of the different reading gaps that kids may have, and it personalizes that program. And they spend 15 minutes a day with their personal Ignite tutor. And we've seen, we started actually piloting this last year, and we're fully implementing it this year, and we've seen some great results.
What grade levels are doing that? And is it in person? Is it online?
It is online.
Okay.
It is online, but the tutors are real people.
Right. Okay.
It is online, but the tutors are real people, and it is spanning actually first through fifth grade.
Okay.
We intentionally started, well, we thought we were just going to focus on K-1, 2, and 3.
Sure.
But we had a lot of fourth and fifth graders who also, you know, were reading at kindergarten grade levels, and so we are targeting pretty much K-5.
Okay. When you think about teacher professional development in Little Rock, what types of shifts have you made to prepare them to be teaching reading?
Wow.
And particularly, you know, maybe even using a new platform.
Yeah,
like that's a completely different platform and a way to teach when you have kind of this other teacher in the room on some level.
Yep. So what's funny is we've seen a residual impact of Ignite Reading that we didn't necessarily expect to see. And that is the actual classroom teacher is actually listening and watching how the tutor is approaching and instructing the kids based upon their individualized plans. And so they get a chance to see the different techniques, the different strategies that are being used. And so they're able to replicate that in their foundational portion of our literacy block. And so that has been great. Another thing that we focused on is making sure, you know, like most districts, we have high quality instructional materials.
I was going to ask about that.
But taking the time for teachers to really understand how to use those materials is something that we did not do well 5 years ago. And so we spent a lot of time just making sure that our teachers understand like the why behind why the curriculum is built the way that it is and why it's important that we follow it and not try to take shortcuts and skip and don't do the things that we don't like to do. And so,
I get that. When you think about building leaders, I think that there's been a renewed resurgence of kind of really focusing on our building leaders and making sure that they have the skills and competencies that they need to lead literacy at the building level.
Exactly.
But that ultimately comes back to your office, right? So what does it look like to be a principal in Little Rock, and what types of professional development or coaching or development are you giving to them?
This episode is brought to you by Just Right Reader. Extend phonics instruction, strengthen school-home partnerships, and accelerate reading achievement with take-home decodable packs from Just Right Reader. Personalized take-home packs make phonics fun and accessible for families. Every book comes with a video phonics lesson and writing pages to help readers reinforce their decoding and writing skills. To learn more, visit justrightreader.com.
Yeah, so a lot of it is really based upon my own experiences. Uh-huh. I was a secondary teacher.
Okay.
And when I became a principal, I was assigned to an elementary turnaround school. And so I knew nothing
it's a different world.
I knew absolutely nothing about how to teach literacy. And so I actually partnered with I was a principal in D.C. at the time.
Okay.
Partnered with a neighboring principal who was like this literacy guru. And I literally mimicked and copied everything that she did. And so, but that experience taught me how important it is for building principals to be at the forefront of leading this work. And oftentimes we depend upon like the instructional coach or the lead teacher to lead this work. But for me, it's important that the principal leads this work. And so we spent a lot of time this year and last year really helping our principals to really understand what it means to lead for literacy.
Okay.
And so we want our principals to be at the forefront of this work, making
they have
sure.
To be.
Yeah, yeah.
It's really hard to lead something you don't understand at its core. When you think about the different challenges that you've had in Little Rock regarding literacy or instruction around it, what are those challenges and have you overcome them? Have you not? It's okay to share both too.
So I think just the sheer numbers of students that we have.
Yep. How many students does your district have?
About 20,000.
20,000. Okay.
And right now about 37% of our kids are reading on grade level when you look at our third grade data. But the skill gaps for some of our kids are just so great.
Right.
And it's one thing to have one or two in a classroom, but when you have half or more of your class with those gaps, it takes a whole lot for the teacher to be able to meet all of those needs. And so I would say that's challenge number one. The second challenge I would say is, you know, helping our teachers to really understand and know how to use the why behind the materials and the why behind the science of reading, understanding why it's important that we follow certain sequences and why it's important that we teach certain ways and certain things. And so especially we have a very veteran teaching force in our district.
That's great.
Yeah. So I think out of all the places that I worked, I've never seen the average experience of teachers. I think ours is like 13 years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we've got
almost unheard of, I feel
like. It is. And so we've got people who have been teaching forever. And so the science of reading is kind of new. And so how do you help, you know, experienced veteran teachers who are accustomed to doing things a certain way, and they may have gotten results in those ways in the past, but you know it's a different challenge that we're dealing with now. And so,
what has the feedback from teachers been as you've been trying to share the why before you share the how? What has their feedback been?
So honestly, I would say it's been mixed.
Okay.
But what I'm happy to report at this point, we've gotten enough cheerleaders.
Okay.
And I think the cheerleaders have arisen because they've seen the transformation in their practice that led to transformation in student outcomes.
And got so that critical mass.
Yeah, we've got more than a critical mass of people now who are like, yeah, this is the right work. This is what we need to be doing. And so we don't have to be yelling from the rooftops anymore because we've got that critical mass
Okay.
helping us out.
So you're superintendent. You answer to a lot of people. You answer to legislation. You answer to policy. You have all these things. If you could only give one piece of advice to other superintendents out there on how to accelerate reading achievement, what would your one piece of advice be?
Actually, prioritize it and focus on it.
Okay. As easy as that.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds simple, but to me, like literacy, especially in urban environments, it's almost like the number one civil rights issue for me.
It is.
If our kids can't read, they can't access anything.
Yep.
And so, if you're not making this a priority, then you're doing a disservice to kids.
All right. Well, thank you so much for being here with us, and thanks to our listeners.
Thanks for joining us. If you found this conversation valuable, please subscribe and leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. We will see you next time on Science of Reading Leadership, Guiding Minds, Transforming Lives.